Welcome to the podcast, Let the Prophet Speak. We continue the Song of David in the book of Samuel, the second book of Samuel, Shmuel Bet, Perek Chaf Beis, chapter 22. We are at verse 28, where David has just sang to God, thanked God for his personal salvation. David immediately connects himself to the nation which he is tasked to lead, v'et am ani toshia, and the humble nation you save. The importance of the humility of one who gives God the credit as opposed to takes credit themselves. The humility of the people of Israel when they give credit to God rather than credit to themselves, when they understand that it is not because of their own might and their own greatness and own smartness, but it's because of God, when they understand that they cannot manipulate God, but God himself is the one who makes the situation so that they can be saved. Et amoni toshia, the nation you saved. Ve'enecha al ramim tashpil, and your eyes, you look lowly, you look down upon those that are too haughty and too arrogant. For those that have studied with me since the beginning of this podcast, the emphasis of all of the prophets on arrogance as the primary and most important negative attribute that a person or a nation can have, that it's always arrogance that leads to someone's downfall. Ki ata neiri Adonai, because you, God, you are my light. V'Adonai yagia choshki, you are the one that makes my darkness glow with light. That's the language, the yagia from the language of noga, from the glow. So the image of God as a light, God shining light, God shining wisdom, knowledge, God shining the way forward. This is the image that David is portraying here. Ki v'cha arutz kedud, because with you I can smash through troops, Belo Haya Daleg Shur. With my God I can jump over walls. The things that block, the things that hinder me, if I know and I have faith and hope and that God is with me, I can accomplish anything no matter what the obstacles. El Tamim Darko, God, you are perfect in your ways. Imrat Adonai Tzurufa, the words of God are pure. Magein hu l'chol achosim bo, he is a shield to all those who take refuge in him. Ki mi el mi balade Adonai, for who is a God, if not only God himself? And who can be a rock other than our God? David is taking a very clear swipe here at the idolaters of his time. There can't be more than just God. That's it. Once one enters the stage of polytheism and belief in multiple gods and multiple powers and multiple forces, then how can one rely on anything? Here, only when one believes in God himself can one get the strength that he needs to break down those obstacles. And only then is one truly humble and realize that he cannot manipulate the gods, but rather he is under control of the only one God. Ha'el Ma'ozi Chayil, the God is the God, the one God that I just referred to in the last verse, Ma'uzi, is my stronghold. Choyel, he is my mighty stronghold. Vayater tomim darki, and he made my path mutar, meaning from the language of clear he made my path clear and safe and perfect. Mishaveh raglai ko ayalot, he makes my legs like the legs of an antelope. V'albamosai amideni, and he sets me up, stands me up in the high places. Milamed yadai lamilchama, he is the one that teaches my hands to wage war. V'nichas keshes nechushas ro'osai, so that my arms can be strong enough to bend a bow made of iron. Vatitein li magen yishecha, and you have given to me the shield of your deliverance. What is your shield? The shield that God gives me is the shield of his deliverance. Va'anoscha tarbeni, and you have and the humbleness, right, that is within you, right? You have made with that you have made me great. The humility that one has with God is what has made me great. There's many ways to translate this verse, Va'anoschot Tarbeni. I'm getting it mostly from Mitzudot and a little bit of my own twist on that translation of that phrase there. So Va'anoscha, it could also mean your response to me. Your sometimes people have translated that as providence, meaning Anoscha, that which you interact with me has made me great. Tachiv Tzadi, we're up to verse 37. Tachteini, you have widened my steps beneath me. Literally, that's a literal translation, which understanding, in other words, you've made my steps wide in the sense that I could step anywhere. Velo ma'adu karsulai, and my feet have not, the soles of my feet have not slipped and not been, unsure of themselves. Their default oivai v'yashmi deimau is able to chase my enemies and destroy them. Velo ashuvad kalosam, and I didn't stop. I didn't cease until my enemies were destroyed. I destroyed them and I crushed them so that they would never rise again. And they fell beneath my feet. This is probably a reference to his war against the Philistines that eventually led to the Philistines being no longer a threat. And you have girded me with strength to go to war. You have those that have risen against me, you have crushed them, you have brought them down beneath me. My enemies, they turned their backs to me to run. Those were my haters, and I have crushed them. Yishu ve'ein Moshiach. They looked, they sought someone to save them, but no one came to save them. El Adonai v'lo anam. They turned to God, but God did not answer them. This word anam, we might give a hint that back in verse 36, va'anoscha, might then mean, as opposed to meaning the humility, which is one of the ways I translated it, it could mean, using the same verb here, the way God responds, the way God answers to someone. And I pounded them like, one like crushes dirt, into dirt, dirt that one finds outside in the mall, in the market. I crushed them into powder. And stomped upon them. Vatifalteni merivei ami, you have saved me from those that have fought against my nation. Here again, David is focusing back on his role in protecting the nation. This is not David until now. All of this I was I as king, I as representative of the people. This was not talking about David and his personal enemies. This was continuing the theme of David and his role as king. Same, that's why he says over here, again, he emphasizes, Vatfateni mirivei ami, you saved me from those that came to fight against my nation. Tishmereni lerosh kayim, you guarded me so that I can be the head of nations. In other words, again, David in his role as king and the leader of the people, am lo yadati avduni. People, nations that I didn't even know existed have come under my dominion and are now serving me. We will stop here. This will end 22C, and we'll hopefully complete this chapter with the next one. This one being the theme of David and his role protecting the people, giving God credit and praising him for helping him be the agent of deliverance for the entire people that he was to lead. Thank you so much for studying this together. Looking forward to completing this chapter and the entire book of Samuel together. Have a wonderful day.